ground in the winter time. The sun is fading fast upon the slides into the past, upon the swings of indecision in the winter time. In the dimming diamonds scattering in the park, in the tickling and the trembling of freeze tag in the dark. We play that we're actors on a movie screen. I will be Dietrich and you can be Dean. You stand with your hand in your pocket and lean against the wall. You will be Bogart and I will be. Can only say yes now to the sky, to the street, to the night. Slow fade now to black. Play me one more game of chivalry, you and me. Do you see where I've been hiding in this hide and seek? And we go to the playground in the winter time. The sun is fading fast upon the slides into the past, upon the swings of indecision in the winter time. Winter time, winter time, winter time, winter time. We can only say yes now to the sky, to the street, to the night. We can only say yes now to the sky, to the street, to the night. Do 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 do.
First time I saw Marlene Dietrich on TV. And one day I'll stop telling this story, I'm sure, but I figured while I have this chance for to tell our listening audience at home this interesting story, that I'll tell it until I find something else to introduce this song with. This next song is called Marlena on the Wall. And how it happened to be written was that I had never seen Marlene Dietrich. I was not a real big TV watcher. I used to read books instead. But one day I was at home and there was nothing to do and she was on TV, and so I went down and I turned it on. And it was an old set, and it was the kind that takes a while for the picture to warm up. So I turned it on and I had forgotten what channel it was on besides. So I'm looking at this blank screen and I'm trying to figure out from what I'm hearing which channel it could be. So I hear some things that are obviously, you know, not it. And then I hear this guy's voice say, you have led many men to death with your body. Now, I wasn't sure if I had reached the right channel, but I was really curious to find out what whoever it was he was talking to could possibly say back. And of course, being that I was looking at this blank screen, I started to think of all the things that I might say if someone were to say this to me. Like in a flash, I thought I would probably feel rather, I don't know, apologetic or embarrassed, maybe. I'd probably say I'm really sorry, I didn't mean it, I will try and make sure it never happens again, or I would say I'm sure you have the wrong person, you know. And then in the next minute, Marlene Dietrich's face comes on the screen, and it's a close-up. And she doesn't look embarrassed. She doesn't look apologetic, and she doesn't even look concerned, as a matter of fact. She says, give me a kiss, like that. And I thought, you know, what more perfect thing could you say than that? He doesn't give her a kiss anyway. He flings her arm, he throws her off or does something and leaves in a big huff and so on and so forth, and she dies at the end, but But I was really impressed with this line. And I think I must have watched about 15 Marlene Dietrich movies that fall. And so for a while there was a picture of her on my wall next to Sting of the Police. So that's what this song refers to, among other things.